Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
Jill and Kim, one from on a call, back for another message. Oh, the subtle changes that occur when we go through time warps. Oh, Joe got to get up bright and early.
Yeah, like 4:30, bright and early. Of course, I would love to like pop out of bed at 4:30 in the morning regularly, but I'm usually more near to 5:36, and then time change pushed me back an hour.
Yep.
Can't imagine anyone else is experiencing that today.
I kind of forgot about this, but on Sunday morning, I remember looking at the clock in the kitchen because that hadn't changed yet, and I was making comments about it, and then Jason said something about the time, like, well, we went through a time change, and we were both so confused as to what time it really was, because things did not feel right. It was such a subtle movement of time that you knew the time on the clock, but yet it took that time just to like go through that movement, that mind is scurrying with you, and here the energies of the body have to shift to a different time. And it, wow, kind of forgot about that actually.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we get so accustomed to information coming in that we don't have to say think about. So, you know, we associate the angle of the sun with an approximate time of the day when we can see outside. Sometimes you can't see outside, but if you can see outside, like even now when I look, I can see outside and I can see the sky and I can tell the angle of the sun, and I look at the clock and I'm like, it's should be an hour later. And then you get a little scrambled. And so I wonder if our listeners are kind of, you know, and extrapolate this in terms of the time change happens. The same kind of thing happens when something just changes in our world. It wouldn't have to be time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not big changes. We're not talking about like big life, like you just got fired from the job. These are these subtle movements, subtle changes.
Yeah.
That you've got, your body got so ingrained in a pattern, and it got so accustomed to what was there. And now it was just like, well, that was odd. When did that get moved?
Yeah.
And then you have to sit with where it's moved. You're like, do I like that? Do I not like that? I don't know.
Which is interesting to me that we even have the opportunity now to ask in our world if we like or dislike something. Because there truly was a time in human history when we were very, very survival focused, that it did not matter if you liked it or disliked it, because there it was.
Yeah.
And moving away from being in such a like intensive, true survival mode, is what I'd say. And what I mean by true survival mode is we don't spend a lot of time any longer, like, you know, figuring out how we're going to survive. We spend a lot of time figuring out how we're going to get what we want in large part. A subtle shift, yeah. But it's a shift. And so that we can remove that, do I like this or dislike this, and move into that, here it is. Being excited and exhilarated by it rather than, I don't like this. I hate time change. Right. Get rid of daylight saving time.
Yeah. Ugh. How do you move that? It's not even a negative energy. It's not like we get so focused on what we don't want. You know, I don't like the feeling of this. I don't like that. Or I didn't want that. And it's more like, it is what it is. It's here. You agreed to this coming to Earth. You know, like there's going to be time changes in your reality.
Yeah. Time changes, you know. Subtle changes, changes.
Yep.
Do you think, Kim, it's about being stuck more than about, say, complaining? Even saying, I like one time than the better than the other. And when it changes, we don't, you know, we'll say move to the what we would maybe call more negative or pessimistic or whatever. And I guess when it's from an energy standpoint, it's about being stuck.
Yeah.
So those that are very upset today about the time change, are stuck in the pattern of time and, you know, managing, you know, their day based on the light. They're stuck in what it was and they don't want to move into what it is. Those who like this, well, they'll have their, you know, this new time frame, they'll have their day of reckoning when we switch again.
Hey, now I'm getting some fun stuff coming through. Yeah, because now they're starting to show me some things that we can do to unstuck this glue. So they're, it's like I'm going into the body. I'm trying to figure out where they're showing me. Hang on. Oh, they're funny. Okay. Who's ever spirit guide this is I give him props. Okay. So one way to unstuck yourself is to, they're showing me patting your head, the top of your head, while you're rubbing your stomach. Have you ever tried that where you're trying to pat and you're rubbing at the same time? Mm-hmm. Sometimes how difficult that is.
Yes.
They're like, yes, do that today. That will unstuck yourself.
I love it. It's so easy. It gets us unstuck. It's our energy moving again.
Yeah. Oh, this is funny. And so it's just more like you can't change it, but you can have fun with it. You can move energy with it. You don't have to sit there and do any strenuous, like, yeah, I need to do this specific yoga movement. I have to do this specific mantra or this specific meditation. It's just like, no, like literally try and screw around with your body, like doing one thing, like the tapping on the head while you're trying to rub another area. So like it gets the confusion. You're playing with the confusion that's occurring.
Yeah.
That releases it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, that's fun.
That is fun. Yes. So the suggestion, whether you tap your head and rub your belly, have fun with it, or however you want to do it, the suggestion is to move the energy, stuck energy creates troubles. It needs to move.
Yep. And they're funny today because all of a sudden I feel like, you know how guys lift up their legs when they lift up their butt when they fart? I get that image. And then I see some girls that are holding it tightly, like they don't want to fart in front of somebody. They're literally showing me like, oh my goodness, you guys, I heard express yourself. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Release.
See?
Let it go.
When the release, let it go. Once the energy starts moving,
yeah,
whatever form that energy is in, you notice how the laughter, the lightness starts coming. Like it does, it shifts and it's very, very, very subtle. And it's its own form of energy healing. It's self-energy healing. Anyone can do this. So we hope you do.
Yep. Wow. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Kim. And thank you to all of the spirit guides who helped us today.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Until next time.